This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Apologies, got stuck in traffic. Inshallah. We were talking about the end of times in the context of what's happening in Palestine. And we mentioned last week how a lot of the people that are supporting Israel, especially the Zionist Christians, were mentioned we have to support Israel, even if they kill an entire population, even if they commit a genocide, because this is part of their unfolding of what's going to happen in Qiyamah. And so this whole discussion on eschatology, the study of the end times, the signs of Qiyamah, is there similarities in our literature? And yes, there is. And the literature within our Islamic sources also speak about a lot of conflict in the Middle East, in Jerusalem. At the time, the Nabi mentioned there will be war between the Muslims and the Jews. And we're not anti-Semitic. He's talking about a time will come when there would be conflict between Muslims and Jews. And this will be part of the signs that lead to the emergence of Dajjal. And when, interesting to note, when the Nabi mentioned these hadith, there were no Muslims in Palestine at the time, and there were no Jews in the Palestine at the time. It was ruled by the Romans. Now, today, inshallah, we're going to start and we're going to talk about this great war, the Armageddon. All religions seem to agree that close towards the end of time, there will be a massive conflict within another world war. In, as I said, in the Christian context, it's called the Armageddon. In the Islamic context, it's called the Malhama, the Great War. And we'll talk about some of the precursors to this war and one of the signs that lead into it. Today, we'll talk about the Mahdi and the Malhama. So who is the Mahdi? The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us that close to the end of time, that the world will be filled with injustice, and the Muslim Ummah will be divided, and there will be no Khalifa, and the Muslim world will be attacked from all corners by its enemies. Sounds very similar to where we are right now. He says that even if the world were to remain one day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forth a man from my family, the son from the progeny of Imam Hassan radiallahu anh. He will resemble me in conduct. And Nabi says, this is a family member of mine. He will be similar to me in conduct, but not in appearance. And he will fill the world with justice as it is filled with injustice. Even if only one day were left of this world, Allah would make that day long so that the Mahdi can be sent, who is of my family and whose name is my name. His meaning, his name is Muhammad, and his father's name is as my father, Abdullah. He's an ordinary man. He's not a super person. And he will be a reviver, a khalifa, he will come at a time when the Muslim world will be without a leader. Now, interesting, as we mentioned, that for the last 1,500 years, it has only been the last 100 years that the Ummah has no khalifa. The caliphate ended with the end of World War I. And so, does this lead to something? Allah alam. But it's definitely the context of which the Mahdi would come. As the Nabi says, the Mahdi is of me, and he will rule. In another hadith, he says he will rule. He will fill the world with justice, as it was with injustice, and he will rule for 7 years, which is also very similar when we look at the Christian sources. This number of 7 years also appears to be aligning with them. Now, what is the context of his emergence? The Nabi says before the Mahdi appears, Iraq will withhold its dirhams. And Syria will withhold its dinars, and Egypt will withhold its dinars. Meaning Egypt, first Iraq, then Syria, then Egypt would go through severe problems, war, conflict, and there will be a type of sanctions. And you will return as you started, meaning the Nabi says, you, O Muslims, even though you are great in number, you will one day rule the world. You are one, you, and as we did, you will be the leading civilization. You will return back to being a very, very persecuted group of people. And so, like we see in these countries, this is where the conflict is happening. Now, it must also be mentioned, there's always been conflict in this area. It's not just our time. But it's as if though to say, first there will be sanctions in Iraq, then there will be sanctions in Syria, and then in Egypt. And this will be of the signs that would occur before the coming of the Mahdi. The Nabi says in another hadith, how will he emerge? How will Imam Mahdi appear? The Nabi says there will be disagreement after the death of a khalifa, and meaning there is no leader. The ummah will be in disarray. We wouldn't have a khalifa. And the people of Medina will flee to Mecca. And some of the people of Mecca will come to him. So Imam Mahdi, there will be this person whose name is Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, who is of the lineage of the Nabi, an ordinary guy, a normal guy. When the Ummah is in great need of a leader, he will live in Medina, but he will flee. He doesn't want to be in Medina, he'll come to Mecca, and he wants to be obscure. He wants to be unknown. But the Hujaj at the time would identify him, and they will take him out of hiding, they will force him, and they'll place him in front of the Kaaba at the Rukn by the black stone, and the Hujaj and the Haram will give him the Bay'ah. They will give him the pledge of allegiance, and they will declare that he is the Mahdi. When this happens, an army will be sent against him coming from the area of Syria. And just before they reach this, all hadith about the future, just before they reach Mecca, this army will be swallowed up. And this army will be taken in. And when this happens, the nature of the hadith, it appears that the world will see this happening. It will be something which is apparent. When this is witnessed, then all the pious people of Syria, of Iraq, the Nabi says, they will come and they will come to him to give the pledge of allegiance. Now, many times when they read these signs, people start to connect dots. And it's very dangerous to do this. Every generation looks at their signs and they believe this is Qiyamah. I don't know if you all know about the siege when the Haram was besieged in 1979. Some of you might not even know. 1979, Saudi Arabia is going through a lot of development and Western technology and Western influence is coming in. The people are very upset about how Saudi is changing so quickly. And a group of students, deen students, pious people, they leave Medina and they had a man called Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, who was known to be Ahlul Bayt, Hafidh al-Quran, and they took over the Haram in 1979. And with armed, with weapons and all that, they closed the Haram down and for about a week or two, and they put him in front of the Kaaba, and they gave the pledge of allegiance that this is the Mahdi. So everyone's like, ooh, the signs are ticking off. And so the Saudi government didn't know what to do. They then had to respond by sending an army. And the army said, no, we don't know if this is the Mahdi, or is this the signs of Qiyamah, or who are these guys? And so many of the army members didn't want to actually go and go forward. Eventually, French special forces had to come in, and they basically stopped the situation, and this man was killed. But it's so quickly, this is how dangerous, if this could happen now in front of our eyes, many of us would say that this is the Mahdi, this is the Mahdi, so it's dangerous. But the Nabi says there is a sign that you will see. He says that when the people give the pledge of allegiance, this army sinks, and the people come and they give the pledge of allegiance to Imam Mahdi. Another army from the east, from Khorasan, Afghanistan side, they will come with black flags. And that's why the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, everyone has black flags. I always joke, I said, even Orlando Pirates has black flags. Everybody has black flags because the sign that this army of black carrying the black flags will come to Imam Mahdi, and they will be the army of the Mahdi. They will be the army of Imam Mahdi. And the Nabi says, when you see this happening, when you see an army coming from the east, from Afghanistan, all the way to the Haram, and they join up with him in the Haram, then this is the sign for you. The whole Ummah must stand with him because he is the Mahdi, even if you must crawl on ice to get to him. So, as we said, these incidences, these contexts, when we see this kind of things happening, there's a lot of talk about Qiyamah. And as we mentioned in another hadith, now we're talking about, so the Mahdi will come at a time when the Muslims don't have a leader, and he will unite the Ummah. Once he is established as the Mahdi, then there will be war between the Muslims and Europeans. And it will center around Jerusalem, where Jews will be in there. Now that's why the establishment of Israel and the support of European powers, for many it is a tick on the timeline of getting towards Qiyamah. The Nabi says there will be a terrible fight between the Muslims and the Banu Asfar, meaning the yellow-skinned people, meaning the Europeans. And they will fight a severe fight, and this is going to be the great war called the Malhama. And when this war occurs, very soon after it, within 6 years after this Armageddon, the appearance of Dajjal. The appearance of Dajjal. In another hadith, the Nabi says, the army of the Mahdi will continue, and he will continue fighting until he reaches Jerusalem. Now, why is Jerusalem the center? And why is Jerusalem the target? And why is they fighting there? And why are the Jews in Jerusalem? When the hadith was given, Jews did not exist in Palestine anymore. So these things make everybody believe that it is Qiyamah we are seeing unfolding. And once you've made your mind up, this is the good guys, that's the bad guys, you lose your sense of morality. Then it doesn't matter if you kill women and children. And we shouldn't get stuck into these eschatological signs by forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always on the side of the innocents. If it was the Muslim who was the aggressor, even if it's in part of the signs of Qiyamah, even though the Muslims must conquer Jerusalem one day, it doesn't mean that we allow genocide. I end up with this hadith and we'll continue next week inshallah or the week after. The Nabi says, before Qiyamah, count six signs that will indicate the approach of the hour. My death. Did this happen? Yes. The Muslims will conquer Jerusalem. This happened in Sayyidina Umar's time. A plague that will affect you, the Sahaba. And this happened. A plague that killed many of the Sahaba, the plague of Al-Amwas. And then the Muslim Ummah will experience increase in wealth. The Muslims will become the dominant civilization. This also happened. To such an extent that even if a person had 100 dinars, he will not be satisfied. Then an affliction will occur that will leave no Muslim home or Arab home and escape. Now, we don't know what this is. This could be, and that's why people even read COVID into it. This could be some read colonization into it. Allah Alam. But an affliction will occur that will leave no house, no Arab house will escape it. Then there will be a peace between you and the Europeans, the Muslims and the Europeans, which will then break down and they'll betray you, which will then become the Malhama. And when this happens, of course, Dajjal will emerge. We'll continue, inshallah, not next week, the week after. I will be here, bismillah, and Jazakallah khair. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant ease for the people in Palestine. We shouldn't forget, there was a truce, but now it is increasing in intensity. And we ask Allah to grant shifa'a to those who are sick and those who are injured, and jannatul firdaus for the martyrs. Just one announcement. Alhamdulillah, Buranul is having its market event this weekend. So if you Sunday, please, or Saturday, please go to our hub. There are food trucks. This is all for good cause, bi'idhnillah. Shukran so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.